ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयम् उदीरयेत्। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवत महापुराणम 10th कैंटो चैप्टर 1 टेक्स्ट 48। मृत्युर्बुद्धिमतापोः जावद्बुद्धिबलोदयम् यदसो न निवर्तेत नापराधोस्ति देहिनः। वर्ड मीनिंग मृत्युः डेथ, बुद्धिमता बाय एन इंटेलिजेंट पर्सन, आपैः शुड बी अवॉइडेड, यावत् as long as buddhi bala udayam, intelligence and bodily strength are present. Javat as long as buddhi bala udayam, intelligence and bodily strength are present. यदि इफ असो दैट डेथ ना निवर्तेत कैन नॉट बी चेक्ड ना नॉट अपराध ऑफेंस अस्ति देयर इज देहिनः ऑफ द पर्सन इन डेंजर ऑफ डेथ। Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: As long as he has intelligence and bodily strength, an intelligent person must try to avoid death. This is the duty of every embodied person. But if death cannot be avoided, in spite of one's endeavors, a person facing death commits no offense. Purport: It is natural for a person facing ultimately death to try his best to save himself. This is one's duty. Although death is sure, everyone should try to avoid it and not meet death. Without opposition, because every living soul is by nature eternal, because death is a punishment imposed in the condemned life of material existence. The Vedic culture is based on avoiding death, taktva deham punarjanma naiti. Everyone should try to avoid death and rebirth. By cultivating spiritual life and should not submit to death without struggling to survive. One who is not trying to stop death is not an intelligent human. because Devaki was face to face with imminent death, it was Vasudeva's duty to save her as he was trying his best to do it. He therefore considered another way to approach Kamsa so that Devaki would be saved. Om Ajnanam Timirandhasya Jnanam Janashalakaya Chakhyurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manohishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Svapadantikam Vande Aham Sri Guru Sri Yutapadakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavansa Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahaganam Raghunatham Nitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakha Nitamsa Namong Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Desa Tarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, this section, since some days you are hearing that Kamsa is ready to kill his sister Devaki, who just married, and Vasudev as a husband, he is trying his best to refrain Kamsa for killing his sister. In this way he has told to Kamsa very nice sweet words praising him. And if that didn't work, then he told, this is so sinful. And he told him about the immediate result of this severe sinful activities in this life, in the next life also. But Kamsa has nothing happened to Kamsa. Rather he became more eager to kill his sister. Because Kamsa, he himself was a Rakshasa and was surrounded by the advisors, Baka, Agha and all Rakshasas. So his intelligence was fully contaminated. So he didn't stop to kill Devaki. Actually, Kamsa was like a tiger. If some tiger, he is hungry since some days, he has not got his food, and he saw one nice brahmana or cow, and he will try to attack for his food. If somebody will say nice instructions, sweet words, praising, tiger will stop. No, nothing will happen. So similarly, Kamsa, nothing happened to him. Vasudeva applied Sam, Dana, Danda, Bhed, all intelligence, praising, all everything, nothing worked out. So now this verse is spoken by Sukadeva Goswami. Sukadeva Goswami is telling that in this situation where Vasudeva in the Rath, Devaki and Vasudeva was holding in one hand, Kamsa's hand, not in one hand, both the hand, he is holding Kamsa's hand. And Kamsa is ready to kill Devaki, but somehow or other Vasudeva is stopping it, not happened yet, but he has taken out the sword out of his man. So Vasudeva now in this situation is thinking what to do. As a husband, I have to try whatever possible way to save my wife. Whatever possible. If is nothing worked out, then it is, nobody can blame me. Then I am not to be blamed, that how come we didn't do anything? So this particular verse says same thing. Na aparadhasti dehinaha. Dehinaha, if somebody having a material body, deha, no dehi wants to die. Forget to wants to die. Nobody wants to listen about death, discuss about death, hear about death. This is such a subject. And somehow or other you have to avoid this situation, avoid death. Everybody is trying. And that's why in also Dharma Shastra it is said, if a human being cannot stop his death by using his intelligence, power, physical strength, then he is useless. He should be blamed. Everybody is responsible to somehow or other save him or herself. And especially in this case, Devaki is helpless, totally helpless. So only Vasudeva is there as husband. He has his duty, not only duty, his responsibility, and he is supposed to save her. And so now Vasudeva is thinking, this shloka spoken by Sukadeva Goswami about the mentality of Vasudeva. Sri Vasudeva is thinking what to do, that because in this situation, in Mathura city, in the main road the car is going, both the sides thousands of publics are there, they are looking what is going on here. And if Vasudeva can't help to save his wife, then they will blame, how come you used to So he want to try every possible way to save Devaki. So now he is thinking that this Kamsa, if I tell these things, nice things, or showing him fear, or Samadhan, this will not work. Buddhi, only Buddhi I can apply, because Bada is no question. Kamsa is so powerful. So no question of using his strength. So only he has to use his intelligence to save Devaki. So he is saying, I have applied all this niti, but nothing happened to Kamsa. Now what to do? I have to do some other thing. He is thinking in another idea. So as long as there is some techniques, some tactics, some way to avoid death, even if you have to speak lie, that doesn't matter, you should speak. At the time of imminent danger, when you are going to face the death, first you have to save it. So Vasudeva now will change his discussion to a different topic, he is thinking. Now this kind of things will not work. I should somehow or other try another way to save Devaki. If I cannot in this way, then nobody will blame me, that I have tried all possible way. It didn't work, what can I do? So I don't have any offense, nobody will blame me. So further he will, the different ways, if Kamsa, why he is trying to kill Devaki? Because the Akashvani was that Devaki's eighth son will kill Kamsa. Are who happened, who knows what will happen, eighth son will happen, son or daughter or son, so it's just future. So Vasudeva is thinking, why relying on future, Kamsa is going to kill him now, kill her now. So why not I can promise Kamsa, you don't have fear for Devaki, na? So why you are ready to kill Devaki? If any child will come out, then I will give you. So he is going to apply this kind of formula, this technique, and this will work. Vasudeva is anakadundhavi. He is thinking that if demigods have told that this thing will happen, this will happen. because he is deva ansi, he is devata. He knows devata will never speak lie. If devata declared that in 8th son of Devaki will kill Kansa, it will happen. And then how come Kansa will kill Devaki? He will kill, then how come Devaki will have 8th son? So Vasudeva has full confidence that Kansa can't kill. Somehow, some way I have to save. So he is going to speak the other way around, promising to keep the child. So why you are killing Devaki unnecessarily and taking all the risk and all that? And this will work. So now Prabhupada is in this purport particularly saying that it is the responsibility of all human being to save ourselves from the imminent danger of death. Actually, the whole spiritual life is only to stop death. In Prabhupada, in once a discussion, he told that, yes, this is the goal of whole spiritual life. Our whole Krishna consciousness movement is only meant to how to stop death. This is the instructions of Bhagavatam. In Bhagavatam it is said in 5th canto, Guru na sasyat, swajano na sasyat, pita na sasyat, janani na sasyat, daiva na sasyat, na pati na sasyat, na vamucheta samupeta mrityu. The mrityu, the death, if you cannot stop dying, the death, which is sure, then better not to become a swajana, kinsman, not to become father, not to become a guru, not to become mother, not to become a husband, not become a daiva also, worshipable Lord. If you cannot save your dependents from the danger of death, so, but we all know death is inevitable. There is no way to stop death. Actually, in this section, Vasudeva is also told before to Kansa, Mrityur janma batam veera dehena sahajayate. Oh Kansa, you are trying to stop death, but the death has burned with the your body, with the deha. When the deha, when the body is taking birth, from that day, from that moment your death starts. Falsely you are thinking that I am getting old, I am so much older. No, 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 no. You are getting more and more nearer to death. You are dying from that day only. If there is any product which has manufacturing date and expiry date written on it, so you will count the expiry date from the date of manufacture. From the manufacturing date it will be counted. 2 years or 3 years, how many months isn't it? So the day you took birth, the body took birth, from that day death is counted. Expiry date is counted. So mrityur janma batam veera dehena sahajayate. The mrityu is taking birth with this deha only. As long as the deha is there, the death is there. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna told to Arjuna, there are these four dosas are there. The whole material scientists, they don't have any solution for it. Janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha dosanu darsanam. He said, the whole material cosmos, these four things are there. Everybody, down from Brahma to the ant, everybody has to go through these four things. But then how come they are thinking, I am happy, I am this, I am that? Arre, there is dukkha and there is dosa. Somebody has to see this dukkha and this dosa. This is defect and this is distress. Dukkha dosanu darsanam. जन्म मृत्यु जरा व्याधि. एंड दिस अनदर थिंग, दीज आर फोर डिस्ट्रेसेस, जन्म मृत्यु जरा व्याधि. इफ जन्म हैपेंस द अदर थ्री विल हैपन फॉर श्योर. इफ देयर इज नो जन्म देन नो जरा नो व्याधि नो मृत्यु. दिस इज बिकॉज स्टार्ट्स विथ जन्म ओनली. एंड द जरा एंड व्याधि, दिस इज लिटिल डिफरेंट नेचर. एंड दिस जन्म एंड मृत्यु द डिफरेंट नेचर. दिस आर फोर डिफेक्ट्स, फोर डिस्ट्रेस. जन्म एंड मृत्यु दे आर टेकिंग प्लेस वंस इन ए लाइफ टाइम, इजंट इट? वंस इन लाइफ टाइम, इन दिस ड्यूरिंग दिस लाइफ वंस यू हैव टेकन बर्थ एंड वंस यू विल डाय. नॉट दैट अगेन एंड अगेन इट विल कम इन डिफरेंट फॉर्म. जस्ट लाइक जरा एंड व्याधि, इट हैपन्स मेनी वेज मेनी टाइम्स, बट दीज टू थिंग्स विल नॉट हैपन. इट विल वंस इन ए लाइफ टाइम इवेंट. दिस इवेंट ओनली टेक प्लेस वंस इन ए लाइफ. सो जस्ट वसुदेव इज थिंकिंग, जस्ट लाइक इन दिस मेटेरियल वर्ल्ड देर आर वेराइटीज ऑफ डिजीजेस आर देयर, बट टू काउंटरैक्ट दिस डिजीजेस वेराइटीज ऑफ मेडिसिन आर देयर टू. देर आर वेरी मच सो मेनी डेंजर्स आर देयर, बट देर इज सो मेनी वेज टू काउंटरैक्ट द डेंजर्स टू. सो जस्ट लाइक इफ समबडी इज डिजीज, he should not neglect the disease, he has to take immediate medication. If he neglects the disease, it will increase, it will not decrease, it will increase. Similarly, if you neglect, become careless to the danger, it will increase, it will not go down. So everybody has to apply his intelligence, power, strength, whatever possible way to take care of it. So now how to stop this death? Unless we stop the birth, we cannot stop the death. If somebody has manufacturing death, then expiry date is there. If there is, it is not manufactured, then no expiry. The middle to jara vyadhi, forget it, till the course of changes. So, Prabhupada used to tell, if somebody, that whole our movement is working, how to stop death. But don't think that stopping death means in this life you will not die. That is foolishness to think like that. If you want to stop your death, you have to work for it, but that doesn't mean that this body will not face death. No, this body will die, but it will not take birth again. Then that's it. That's what Krishna is telling. Tyaktva deha. Deha. You have to give up this body, Baba. Because you have accepted it. Because mrityu is dhruva satya if janma is there. If janma is there, then mrityu is there. If mrityu is there, then janma is there. So, if you want to stop death, then forget death. You have to think of how to stop birth. So, and this body will definitely going to die. Sure. That's why Krishna is telling, tyaktva deha punar janma. And this, you have to give up this body. But if you are intelligent, then do something that you should not take birth again. Don't accept a body again. Then that's it. Taktva deha punarjanma na iti mam iti. Krishna said, then how it will happen? And janma karma chame dibyam. If somebody has intelligence, he wants to stop the death. Stop the death means he has to stop the birth. He should not have any punarjanma. He should not accept a body again. So how to do that? The intelligent person should try his best to know about the transcendental truth of janma and karma of Krishna. Janma karma chame divyam. These two things Krishna told very clearly. If somebody knows about the truth of my janma, my appearance, and my karma, the truth of my karma. Then, whole duration of this life is just somebody engaged to know these things. Just by knowing this, forget to understand or do some research. No, no, just to know this. Betti, Krishna told the particular word, Betti Tattvataha. Betti means to know. But you should know not apparently, absolutely. Truth. You should know as truth how the janma and karma of Krishna happening. Just by knowing this, then you will not have any punarjanma. You will die for sure, but after this giving of this body, after this death, there will be no rebirth. Then what happened? Krishna is telling, you will come to me. Arjuna, you will come to my abode. Means you will accept a spiritual body. As long as you will have a material body, this material defects, four defects will be there. Janamurti Janam. But once you accept a spiritual body, then forget. Then that's it. So the real intelligence is, somehow or other, if we can accept that spiritual platform, this is the avoiding death. Stopping death means accepting spiritual form. And this process is given. So the Krishna consciousness movement is teaching everybody how to stop this death by having an eternal life in a spiritual body. So, anyway, here Vasudeva is thinking that if somebody is not applying any technique or intelligence to stop the avoided death, the imminent death, immediate danger, then he will commit offense. I'm going to blame him. It is offensive. So, someone has to apply whatever possible way. If he cannot have intelligence, he has to borrow intelligence from somebody and try to save. Once upon a time, there was a king. When there was kingship before, anybody knows, when the kings were ruling, that at that time there was no supreme court or any supreme personality above the king. He is the final authority. That's it. Whatever he says, that's it. Nobody can challenge it. If somebody challenges, he becomes Rajadrohi. He will be killed again. And Kansa was doing like that. So, one king, not exactly like Kansa, but he was king. Anyway, he has his mood. So the story goes like that. That king, he has many advisory boards, mandis, this, that, very famous king. So one time he was going on morning walk. So he used to go to park for morning walk. He had a big park, royal park, king himself will go. And he used to go with, wherever king will go, bodyguard will go, and some group will go, king never will be alone. He'll go. But one day, somehow or other bodyguard, I don't know, some happened, they didn't show up. So king said, okay, no problem, every day I'm going, better I should go alone today. So he went alone to the park. His park only inside the royal courtyard. So he went to the park. And because the king is coming to the park, the gardener of the park, he knows that the king is coming. So he used to get up very early in the morning and go to the park and started cleaning and taking care of the park, that the king will see, oh, my gardener is doing pakka job. He will be happy. So to make king happy, the gardener becomes serious and is going before king comes, early in morning, he is going and doing his job just to make the king happy, to please, that see, my gardener is so reliable and so nice work he is doing. So that Mr. Gardener he went from the night and he was doing cleaning the trees, taking all the dry leaves and making paka. And today the king came alone. Gardener said, "Oh, the Maharaj is coming alone today." So he became more serious, doing his jobs nicely. And the king saw, and the gardener went of her his obeisances because the king is alone. So king said, "Okay, you are doing yes, king." So king went, took a 2-3 rounds. One while he was coming back, there is a nice flower tree, fragrant flower, and some bumblebees were there. So nice fragrant flower, some bees, they come and bite king on his face. Towards they bite on his face. So the king got, you know, swelling up his face and it's painful. So king come to his court, and all royal doctors came and many advisory boards came, and everybody came. King is sick. So everybody become activate. What to do, this, that. The many kind of medicines, this, that. Previously there is no allopathic that much. Whatever by the Raja Vaidyas and all that they apply. So the advisory boards, they came. So they tried to research this. Oh my dear king, what happened? How come it happened? I went morning walk. I used to walk. Okay. When you got up from your bed alone, you went to park. Why it happened to you today? Whom you have seen first? Today in the beginning of the day, whose face you saw first? That person should be very inauspicious. That said it happened to you. Otherwise, how come this will happen to you? The king said, "Oh, really? Yes." Then king remembered, "Yes, only I was alone, nobody was there. I was going to the park, I saw to the gardener." "Oh, now you got the cause. Because of the gardener, you are suffering like this. Because of him only. He was such an inauspicious person. By seeing his face, you are suffering. Really? No, yes. You are suffering because of him only." King became angry. "Oh, then today I am suffering. I may suffer more also by seeing him. This person is so inauspicious." So then, by depending upon the version of these people, these mantris, the king immediately declared to murder, death sentence to that gardener. Then the police went to the garden and bring the gardener. He said, "What happened? I didn't do any mistake. Nothing wrong happened." So they said, "No, the king is suffering." "What kind of suffering? He was okay. Now some bees they bite and it's painful and his face is swollen up. And because of you, because he has not seen anybody else, first he saw your face only, that's why he is suffering like that. You are such a bad guy. You are such an inauspicious. So, what will happen? King had already passed the order. Today you go to your house, do her final job, whatever. Tomorrow you are going to die. He will kill you tomorrow. No more he will kill you." Oh, he started crying. What to do? Unnecessarily, he came up the mid of the night to make the king happy. And in the going on in a different way. And the king already passed the order. He has to be killed. Then he went. When the police gave him notice, he became so unhappy. He was crying and going to his home. And his wife and his children. And they explained that I tried my best to please the king, but I don't know what happened now. Tomorrow I am going to die. He will kill me. He already passed the order. Why he will kill you? He went to please him, Nare Baba. Some bumblebees bite him, and the mantris, they are saying, because of me this thing happened. So he was crying anyway. Today is the last day, last night. I say, "You want to eat something? How can I eat something? Tomorrow I am going to die." So really there, all of the family, they were crying piteously. So another gentleman from that village, he said, "Why you are crying so much?" He said, Then he told, explained the whole story because of these things. So he said, you have to try whatever possible way to avoid this death. This king is police. These police ministers, they are telling him, he have come to decide, I don't know who can change the king's mood. Whatever decide is king is king. Whatever he says, he will do it. But we are this mere praja. No, nobody will hear us. So then that intelligent person, that person was really intelligent. He said, don't worry, anyway you are going to die. Just try one more time. It may work. Just like Vasudeva in this case, he said, it may work. Let us see by saying this. Just say, be fearless. You have to say this thing in front of the court. Well, all the court person, minister of their king is there. You have to clearly tell these things. Practice it. Then if it is work, then work. You will get saved. Otherwise, if the king order, who can do? So then he said, what to do? He becomes serious. And I have just practiced this. Whole night I will practice it. Whole night. I am not feeling sleepy. I am not feeling hungry. So somehow or other I can avoid the death. What are you saying? Just tell me what to do. Now one thing I am telling, just be sure and be practice. Firmly you have to speak in front of king in the court. Like that. What? Now tomorrow the police will take you. Now yes, they will take me tomorrow. Now when you are there and the whole court persons, courtier persons are there, king is there, and then they declare, because of things you are going to be murdered today, anything you want to say? Then you said, oh my dear king, oh honorable court persons, courtiers, I have just one thing to say. Anyway, I am going to die. What? So nicely and humbly you should say that. See, I have also come to my house in the middle of the night. Early in the morning, I have not seen anybody. The king saw my face first time. And only he got little swelling up in his face. And I saw the king first time today. And my head is going to up. He is going to kill me. So who is more bad? Who is more inauspicious? The king or me? Because king, seeing me, he got little bitten up by the bees. But I saw the king first time today. And my head is going to chop down. Who is more inauspicious? The king or me? I am something at least little bit slow enough, it will taken care of, it will be okay. But I am going to die. He said, yes, with courage you have to tell these things. With humble mood, with folding hands, and tell. And then the king said, really? Then all the ministers, those who are giving this, they also become scared. He passed. He came early in the morning. He has not seen anybody. He saw our king only. And because he saw our king, he is going to be die today. Our king is saying only he got this bite of bumblebees. No. King immediately changed his decision. Forget, stop. You ministers, why you would give this decision to me? He said, you are wicked. Why? How come really that? Yes, I have seen him, but he has seen me too. Immediately decision changed. So, unless and until if you just accept the king decided, no. You have to apply your intelligence and cleverness somehow or other. If there is a possibility you can avoid the death, then you should go for it. If it is not working, it's not going anyway, dying. But you should try whatever possible techniques are there. So Vasudeva is thinking like that all this sama, dana, danda, bheda, all this I have a gentle way, what according to Niti Shastra, I told this is not working. This is fierce, hungry tiger. He will not listen. Nothing. Rather, he is becoming more interested of killing. So better, I have to apply a different technique, so that I can save Devaki. And if he can't save, then nobody will blame me. I have no offense because I have tried all possible way. Niti Shastra, even if I have to speak lie, I have to do whatever possible way, I will try. So that's what Vasudeva is thinking. To speak something, that Kansa will be okay. He will say, okay, that's it. And this will work. So as in the purport, so this is the way that every human being has to buddhi balodayam. As long as there is physical strength and intelligence, we have to use it to save yourself, to avoid the imminent danger. Immediate. Then again, what will happen? First you take care of him, then who knows the future, what happened? Who knows the future? First you take care of this immediate effect, immediate danger. So all of us in this material body, we have this immediate danger is death. That is 100% sure it is going to happen. So how to stop it? How to avoid it? So how to avoid it? So Prabhupada is saying, everyone should try to avoid death and rebirth by cultivating spiritual life, and should not submit to death without struggling to survive. Without struggling to survive, you have to struggle really to survive, because Krishna has given this body, and if you just something happens, better you have to finish this body. Somebody used to commit suicide. It is a lesson in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Sanatana Goswami, when he was going to Puri from Vrindavan, on the way he got severe skin disease, severe, and he was almost, pusses are coming out and stinking, and it was very bad skin disease. Sanatana Goswami thought, in this condition, in such kind of body, how can I see the Lord? Anyway, I cannot go inside the temple to have darshan of Lord Jagannath. But at least I was thinking to see my Lord, Gauranga Mahaprabhu. But how can I see Mahaprabhu in this rotten body? So better if I already come more than halfway to Puri, so better I should go, and the Ratha Jatra is coming, I should commit suicide in the Ratha Jatra. You know, fall myself in the Ratha cart, the Ratha will go over me and I will die. And at least something will happen. And he almost decided. He has taken decision that in this Ratha Jatra, I will go to kill myself. I will commit suicide. And he came to Puri. And Mahaprabhuji Antarjami, he is Supreme Lord. And when Sanatana came, Sanatana somehow or other, he is very intelligent. So he came to Haridas Thakur and stayed there. And Mahaprabhu came. Haridas Thakur, Sanatana. Sanatana is here. Mahaprabhu went and embraced him very tightly. And all this masala, you know, and this purse and everything comes out from his body. And the whole golden body of Mahaprabhu was fully of all this purse and all these things. Sanatana became so unhappy. So unhappy, how, because of me, the Lord's body is beautiful, transcendental body, what is happening? But how can I stop? He is forcibly embracing me. So then Sanatana was thinking, that's enough. So then next day, Mahaprabhu came and said, Sanatana, if somebody want to commit suicide, then this is useless. This is useless decision. By committing suicide, you can't do anything. You won't become a ghost. If somebody want to get Krishna, then the only way is to do bhajan. Without devotional service, without do bhajan, no way to get Krishna. If it is so easy to leave or to commit suicide, then you can get Krishna prem. Then I could have do it many, many times. It is so easy. Sanatana is thinking, how come he knows what I am thinking? That's what he was thinking. Then Mahaprabhu told Haridas, see this Sanatana, I was thinking that he is a gentleman. But he is not a gentleman. Now why? Now how come he is trying to destroy the other's property? Now what other's property? Now his body belongs to me. It's my personal property. The Supreme Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is claiming in front of Sanatana Goswami and Haridas that this rotten body of Sanatana Goswami is his personal property. His body is mine, my personal property. How can he wants to destroy, thinking to destroy my property? It is not his property. So, somehow or other, even if you are suffering a lot, and due to that suffering, if you want to commit suicide or leave this body, that is also not good. That is also not good. Rather, in such a suffering, dangerous condition, we have to take shelter of Lord and depend upon Him. Not that. One more, it's a nice story in this Braj, how two Mahapurus, they face imminent danger, imminent death, and how they act. It's, I heard from some Mahatmas that they said, when Surdas, you know Surdas? He was a very elevated Krishna Bhakta, but blind. He used to stay near Govardhan in Chandra Sarovar. So once at a contemporary of Surdas was Tulsidas, and he is devotee of, staunch devotee of Krishna. Tulsidas is staunch devotee of Ram. Once Tulsidas came to Braj, he came to Vrindavan. Somehow or other he was there in Chitrakut, but he came to Braj. Then he find out, he knows about Surdas, he is very famous. He said, better I have to give, do Santasanga. So he went to Chandra Sarovar and talked to Surdas, become very nice friend. So then Tulsidas told, I heard about Govardhan Parikrama. I used to do Kamadgiri Parikrama, it is very 5 kilometers only, but this Govardhan Parikrama is famous, we can do. Nay, let us go. So both Surdas and Tulsidas, both of them, they started going for Govardhan Parikrama. So before Jatipura, after Anior, at that time, from some days, one mad elephant was there. And for since some days, that mad elephant used to come, and when he used to come, then kill many people and cows. When the mad elephant comes, at that time there was jungle, 500 years before, not like nowadays road, this, that, no, it was really jungle. So comes the, all the village people, they will run away from their home. Is mad elephant coming? Who knows who will be who will die? So they used to run away. So when both of them are talking nicely, Tulsidas and Surdas, they are walking on the Parikrama path. At that time the Parikrama was 40 kilometers, now just half. So when they are walking, so before Jatipura, they heard the sound, oh, mad elephant coming, get away, go away, run away, run away, run away. Anyone come? So then Surdas told, hey, Tulsidas, the pagal hathi, mad elephant is coming, you should go. Hari, how come you are so fearful? You are such an elevated devotee of Krishna. Why you are fearing? Or Krishna is there. Now, yes, oh, he is there, my Lord is there, but the mad elephant, Baba, he will kill me. He says, I don't care, my Ram is there, I don't care. No, Baba, you don't care, but I am going. He is blind, Surdas is blind, but he run away. He run away, somehow or other, touched a tree was there, and blind person, he climbed the tree. He climbed the tree to save his death. To save from the mad elephant, he climbed the tree. And Tulsidas, he didn't move a budge inch. He stand there, stand. You are, how come I was thinking you are a strong, very elevated devotee, you are so fearful. I have full faith in my Lord Ram. Nothing will happen. Let us see what happened. He just stand there. And then all other people, the village people, they say, Baba will going to die. He is going to die immediately. Baba, what is happening? You become mad or what? Hathi is coming, he will kill you, kill you. He didn't budge an inch. He just stand there, strung there. And people are from various places, they are looking. The mad elephant is coming towards Tulsidas. They said, this Baba is going to spot death now, this happened. They are thinking, oh, this mad Baba, what to do? And everybody is looking how this elephant is going to attack this. Mad elephant was in mad mood, totally in very bad mad mood. And he came running towards Tulsidas. Tulsidas, full faith on Ram, stand there in front. And Hathi, that elephant came, saw him, go aside. Nothing, he didn't touch. Oh, he went, nothing. Then all these village people, they came, Ray, I was thinking this Baba is really Siddha Baba. He is Siddha Purus. Everybody tried to touch his feet, and then everybody goes, then now the village people came, and so then Suradas hear that now danger is over. He come down from the tree and then come. Thank you. See, nothing happened to me. How come you are so darpok? You are fearing, you don't have faith on your Lord Krishna. They see me, nothing happened. Hathi came, the elephant came and went away. Nothing happened to me. Why you are so fearful? Suradas said, oh, you have faith, I don't know. I have, but not like you. Now why? No, anyway, I am a mere servant. I should not use my master for my bodyguard. To take care of my body, I should not engage my master as my bodyguard. If Lord has given me this body and intelligence, I should engage this, I should use this to save me. Not that my Lord will come down to save this body. No, I can do that. You can do it. By hearing this, Tulsidas said, oh, really? And on the top of that, first thing is that I should not engage my Lord for my service. And the second is, by doing that, now everybody is coming and offering obeisances and praising you. That also very danger. A Baba, a sadhu, is very much this prasansa, is like a danger, very much danger. So I should not do that too. Then Tulsidas trusts the feet of Suradas, says, I accept my defeat. So how even this Siddha Mahapurusha, those are elevated devotees, personalities, how even them, that some say, even Suradas, though he was blind, but still he was trying his all possible way to save from the danger. Not that, no, I am my Lord, he will go. No, this is also not proper. Sometimes devotees say, no, I will not take this, I will not do this. Oh, Krishna is there to take. No, this is foolishness. Krishna has given you intelligence. Krishna has given you this body. You have to use this. Thus, like Vasudeva was thinking, if the diseases are there, some medicines are there, you have to take medicine. This is also Krishna's. The Bhesaja Vigyan Ayurveda is invented from the Lord. You have to utilize it. Don't become so deep. Stance that, no, I will take this. No, this is not proper. So that's why buddhi baladayo, as long as we have intelligence, as long as we have physical strength, we should try to get away from the danger and death. Hare Krishna. Any questions or comment? Yes. Sound is not proper. Tell me.
There's knowing the judgment karma of Krishna.
Yes. I'm not saying Krishna told.
That it is the word comes out of the land, right?
Yeah. You are asking how we will know Tattvata?
No, not after that. Can we assume our son now you know Tattvata, so I will be aware?
Are you convinced that you know Tattva? So then why you are assuming? Try for that first. So you have to take help of Sadhu, Shastra and Guru to know the truth. by listen, by seeing the TV, by seeing the film, by hearing from this drama, you cannot get. You have to take the help of authentic scripture. Then you will get the truth. And how to understand the scripture? You have to take help of sadhus and gurus. Then you will get truth. Yes. Just practice your Krishna consciousness depending fully upon the mercy upon Krishna, mercy of Krishna. That's it.
Glorify myself.
No, your duty is to chant properly, hear properly, and serve the devotees of Lord properly. That's these three things. Oh, you are asking about your mother. Then you are not your mother, then she has to do something. If you are getting fever, she is not getting temperature, na? If she is getting hungry, if you eat, his hunger will take care? No. She has to do. Every individual is different. You can instruct her, you can tell her, but she has to do. Okay? Yeah. Okay? Grandhrasya Bhagat Mahapuran ki.